peptides, and GLP-1 programs. The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. The ride here today was just frigging brutal. I mean, again, they've got the bridge blocked off. Again.
Oh, no.
Why? I have no idea. I mean, Ramona, they do this all the time. They block. I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do. I don't actually see them ever doing anything. I had to go through here twice, Ramona. The first time I went through, you got the one guy with the stop sign on the one end. You got another guy with the stop sign on the other end. And there's nobody on the bridge at all doing anything. The vehicles are being stopped. They've got cones set up. There's nobody doing anything. And then they've got the big hydraulic jack, Ramona, which really makes me nervous because it makes me think, okay, so you need that? If you're gonna take your little jackhammer out on the bridge, you're gonna need like this super hydraulic jack to hold the bridge up. That worries me.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, that worries me a lot. Very very lot. I don't like it. I don't like it. And again, the traffic is way backed up. I didn't think I was ever gonna get here, but I did. As far as this weekend is concerned in football, I don't know what to say. Just, wow. Like, what? Like, what the blank did I just say? You know, Quack said, congrats. Quack said you had more right in the pick'em this week than Ben and I did combined. I said, but look, here's the thing. Like, Ben has said he's in last place. I don't know. But here's the thing. I actually think in this particular year, you're better off being in last place. I really do.
It is weird, isn't it?
Right. I think if you're in last place, it's probably a sign that you made the right picks this year. If you're in first place, that's the one I'd be worried about. If you're in first, I'd be worried that you're the one who has no friggin' idea what you're talking about. Because I've never seen anything like this year. Ever, ever, ever. And I hope to never see it again. But what worries me is I think this is the direction we're going. And then we're doing all this, Ramona, under this cloud or the specter of gambling, which is another thing, which is another element of all of this. Who knows? Who knows? I don't even know where we get real results in sports anymore. In any case, Clemson and South Carolina both in wild games. You know, if I ever told a Gamecock fan on Friday that you were going to lose 31-30 to Texas A&M, you would have been absolutely excited and thrilled and happy and everything else. You've been disappointed with the loss, but you would have been thrilled with your team's performance. Somehow, South Carolina actually lost 31-30, and it sounds like, you know, like they want to burn the whole place down. I get it because the way it happened, you know, but listen, we've seen this in football. You Atlanta Falcons fans know this well from a certain Super Bowl, 28-3. Sound familiar? We have seen these insane momentum changes in sports forever. Sometimes it just happens. On the Clemson-Louisville front, I don't even know what to say. I mean, I thought that was one of the ugliest games I've ever seen. I thought both teams tried to give that game away every way they could. I know Dabo Swinney was excited. Look, I think if his team played with the same type of intensity that Dabo Swinney thinks they play with, I think they'd win every game. You know, I have no problem. I know there's some people who in the aftermath were thought Dabo overdid a little. I don't think he overdid a little. The one line that, and I don't remember the exact wording, but the last line about, you know, you people all gave up on us or something. I don't know who that's directed at. I think that's should stop. I mean, the fans filled out the stadium against Florida State, so nobody had given up. I mean, I don't think that serves them well, but I think if the team played with his same energy and enthusiasm that he has every game, they'd never lose. The sad part is I just don't think that's happened. But I just thought both teams made ridiculous mistake after ridiculous mistake, and I thought some of the coaching decisions were just whack. I mean, just insane. I would scrap the whole Peter Woods thing. I don't care whether it works, doesn't work. I would just scrap it. You already have a wide receiver playing running back. Why you want to add a defensive tackle that mix down to the goal line is beyond me. I just think he is not used to carrying the ball, and nor do I think he should be used to carrying the ball. Let him worry about playing defensive tackle. Let him worry about that. And if you're going to use him solely as a blocker. I would not be handing Peter Woods the ball. I mean, he just got stuffed on a short yardage situation because everybody knew the prior game, because everybody knew what was coming. I'm not saying it's never worked. I'm saying it's just not something you ought to be doing. And it's just an easy way to throw away a game. I just would scrap that whole thing. I think it's just – and look, you want to know what I really think? What I really think is all this is building up towards a pop pass against South Carolina. That's what I think it's all for. And if that's true, then I think you should just scrap it immediately. Because that'd probably go badly too. But I think that's what it's about. It's all building up to something that they're going to try against South Carolina. Pop pass, something like that. I would just scrap it. I just think not good. I have no idea what Louisville was doing. I mean, Clemson won, and I guess that's your takeaway. But when all you do is survive missed field goals and you're not blocking them, it doesn't feel like you won. It feels like you were just fortunate. You know, if they could make a kick, like an extra point or any field goal, you would have lost. And you didn't affect any of that. You didn't block it. It just happen that way. And they were their own worst enemy because they kept taking penalties to try and take themselves out of field goal range. I mean, you're in field goal range, Ramona. Louisville's in field goal range to go ahead and probably win the game, and they take a personal foul penalty to back them out of field goal range. I mean, you talk about a complete lack of discipline. It's just unbelievable. And then you think, well, that'll end it because they're out of field goal range. Nope, because Clemson still had one more missed tackle left in them that allowed them to get back in field goal range. And then for some reason, not only did Jeff Rahm, he decides to use his backup kicker instead of the actual kicker, and he just shanks it. It's a shank-a-burger. And why, I don't know. Look, I saw Jeff Brom pull Isaac Brown out of a game a few games ago when Brown was having a big game. Isaac Brown was having a big game, and he pulled him out of the game because he fumbled and didn't put him back. And so, you know, I was not surprised he pulled the kicker, but that was a big mistake. You had a kicker you trust. It's been good for you. That was a big mistake. And the other guy shanked it so badly, it wasn't even close. I mean, Clemson players were celebrating as soon as it happened. I just thought there were so many mistakes on both sides. It just was an ugly game. Someone had to win. Someone had to lose. That happened. I don't know. I'm already looking forward to next year. I just think it's a win. It's a win on the road. It's a win on the road against a ranked team. But it's a win on the road against a ranked team who did everything they could to hand you the game. I mean, 70 yards in the fourth quarter in penalties is just one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. You talk about a team that lacks total discipline. And can somebody, for the love of God, tell me, what was Jeff Brom doing? You know, I say all these flattering things about Jeff Brom, and I thought Jeff Brom would be the reason that Louisville would win because of his offensive mind. But again, he turned into Lane Kiffin. What, from a game structure, game management standpoint, what were you doing? I mean, what was he doing at the end of the first half? Can somebody tell me that? I mean, you're in a close game, and I know you get the ball to start the half, but it's not like you've moved it all that successfully. But you're in a close game, and you've already missed an extra point. You need to take every opportunity to score. At the end of the first half, he's got like 40 seconds left. He's basically in field goal range, and he just lets the clock run out. What on earth was he doing? I mean, the announcers are like nonplussed. They're like, what the blank is dude doing? Exactly. I have no idea. None. I have no idea why Jeff Brom didn't try and kick a field goal at the end of the first half. None. I have no idea why he didn't stop the clock. He was almost guaranteed a field goal attempt, and he didn't even want it. He basically said, you know, we don't need it. Well, turns out you lost by one. Do you need it now? You lost by one, Jeff. Do you need it now is the question. And Ramon, I watched the post-game press conference. I wanted to hear one of the Louisville people ask him that question. Nope. I didn't hear the question
asked. Nobody did?
Nope. Didn't even hear it asked. I mean, like I said, the announcers were nonplussed doing the game. They're like, what is he doing? I don't know. I don't know. It just fit with the entire game. And then the third quarter, Louisville came out and just bullied Clemson. Just absolutely bullied them. Kewan Brown ran over seven twice, and I thought, this is over. I thought, this is absolutely over. There were consecutive drives where Louisville's just gashing Clemson defensively. And then Kewan Brown sprained his ankle, whatever he did. And I thought that changed the game. That put Watson back in the game, who had already fumbled. And you know, Brom did not want him back in the game. But when Kewan Brown, who we told you would not be any drop-off from Isaac, we told you he was the bigger, stronger, more physical runner. And I think that was true. And, you know, what he did twice to seven, there ought to be a law against. But when he got hurt, I thought, that created a little bit of an opening because, you know, there was one of those series where they're in scoring range. They don't give it to him at all. Finally, they bring him in on the third down play, and they line him up at wide receiver. But he was not in the game on the first or second play. I think he was pretty much screwed at that point. He was not the same. I thought that was a big injury in the game. I did not think the Isaac Brown injury would matter because I thought they had Kewan Brown, and I thought he would be just as good, if not better, and he was until he got hurt. And then I think that changed it a little bit. You know, I thought Clemson would run it. I thought Clemson would hand it to those backs 25 times or more like they did last game. I think it was 19. I don't think that was enough, but it was enough because Clemson found a way to win, I guess. Found a way to win. I mean, you found a way to win when the other team shanked field goals. So I guess that's finding a way to win. Again, if you had blocked the field goals. Yeah, if you had blocked the field goals, I would say that was finding a way to win. If they hadn't, if Louisville wasn't stupid enough, you know, here's what happens wrong. Clemson botches a punt, right? Bad snap, botches a punt. Louisville comes out, and the first thing they do is they take a 5-yard penalty. It's like, I mean, the lack of discipline for Louisville was just almost hard to believe. So I don't know what your takeaway is from that game. You can tell me what your takeaway is. I don't know. I'm like ready to get to the transfer portal. That's what I'm ready for. I'm ready to get to the portal. Let's portal up. Let's get portaling. Because I don't know what to make of that game. I mean, you got to win. The win is probably going to get you to a bowl game. Almost certainly will get you to a bowl game. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That'll get you a few more practices. That's a good thing. Because you need practice. You need more practices. I think that's true. But just from an overall coaching standpoint, that was not a thing of beauty. That was ugly. I honestly, Ramona, it looked like neither team wanted to win at all.
Neither team want to win.
That's how it looked. It looked like each team
that's
kept
not
saying,
good.
Yeah, no, it looked like each team kept saying, "Hold my beer. Hold my beer, I'm giving this to you." And the other said, "Hold my beer, I'm giving it back. Hold my beer, I'm giving it back to you again." That's what it was. It was just now it's better to be on the right side of 20-19 than on the wrong side of 20-19. But again, how did you get there? Well, they missed an extra point. They missed multiple field goals, and then Brohm substitutes the field goal kicker, and the schmuck he brings in just completely shanks the last kick. That guy had no chance of making that. I thought Brohm, again, offensively, structure-wise, I think he's fine. I mean, he's a really bright offensive mind. But I thought just overall, like game management, the decisions you make within the game, like mind-boggling, just awful on the part of Louisville. But from a Clemson standpoint, beggars can't be choosers. You take it. You'll take it. I mean, I think Clemson played relatively hard. How well they played, that can be discussed. But, again, better to be on the right side of 20-19 than the wrong side of 20-19. But like that fourth quarter, man, are you kidding? You want to bury that somewhere, that fourth quarter. You just want that to go in as a 20-19 win. Yeah, we don't want any video of that. from either side. I think especially the Louisville side. I don't think you want any video of that from the Louisville side. And again, I have no idea what they were doing. I mean, I'm telling you, man, you're in field goal range, Ramona. A field goal puts you in front. You take a personal foul penalty to back your team on a field goal range. Honestly, you would never play for me again. I would run out on the field and yank your big A right off the field by the ear, and they would have thrown me off after the game. I'd be, we can't do that anymore. But I'm sorry, there's just no way. You just can't. You cannot be that friggin' selfish and stupid. But they were. They were. And, I don't know what you make of it. I think a lot of changes in the offing for Clemson. I think the change is needed. I just think the change is desperately needed, and I think a lot of change is coming. I think change is coming on both sides of the ball from a coaching standpoint. I think massive change is coming in terms of use of the portal, and it can't get here quickly enough. Walt Iptula, Road Rage, quick break.
You ask QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief. You've asked for more flexibility, and they've listened. So starting now, your joint pain is a scale of 5 or is it a 10? Maybe you're a weekend warrior, a pickleballer, a golfer, a runner, and you just need to get that joint pain. You've had it for years. Maybe you're facing surgery. However, they've got all kinds of new treatments as well. So flexible regenerative treatments now, scalable options for you. If you have minor issues, they're there to help you. Major issues, they're there to help you. You're going to love QC Kinetics. They're going to meet you wherever you are right now with the telemedicine, the consultation there. It's all easy. Don't go underneath the knife. Don't do more drugs. Get it done and get it done right. QC Kinetics is helping more people than ever with flexible options with regenerative cell therapy. Do this. Call them 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. If you need help, you need it now. 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom, Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
With the holidays here, most people are putting on the pounds. But what if I could give you a way to take off the weight in 2026 and roll into the new year looking better than you have and feeling better than you have in a long time? I'm talking about PhD Weight Loss, where I was able to lose 50 pounds on the program. The staff and coaches at PhD Weight Loss are incredible. They teach you what to eat, how to handle the holidays, and how to handle these situations without any guilt. It's incredible that you can feel this good during the holidays while losing weight. At PhD Weight Loss, they make sure that you... At PhD Weight Loss, they guarantee results of their metabolic reset system. And right now, in the month of November, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving the consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of the food. And just for booking, you're going to get the 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. Mention the code 2026START to get the bonuses. You have a choice. Make it now. Make 2026 the year you feel good about yourself. Call PhD Weight Loss today and feel amazing about yourself through the holidays and beyond. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on industrial motor service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
Talk about stepping up!
It's time to level up your game. Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. It's the ultimate fan experience. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com. Sign up now.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco! Catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes! Touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Waltham, Tulu Road Rage. Again, you want Peter Woods in the backfield at the goal line as a lead blocker, then that's fine, but I would never give him the ball. I'm sorry. I guess closer to the line, but I'm just not doing that. I just think it's ridiculous. I really do. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I just, you've got a 235-pound running back. Your running back's a wide receiver. It's taken him most of the year to sort of understand how to play the running back position. So let's add another guy who doesn't know how to play the running back position into the backfield, and that's a plan, to actually hand him the ball? Why? Why? If you want to, as a lead blocker, fine, but I don't get the giving him the friggin' ball. I don't get it. I'm sorry, I just don't understand it. I think it's dumb. Dumb. You've got a 235-pound running back who's, again, he's done his job this year, but there are nuances of playing that position that he still isn't real up on, that he's gotten a little better at over the course of the year. And by the way, this is not a criticism of Adam Randall. I think he's been one of the shining lights of this season, just to be clear. I think what he's taken on is sort of unbelievable, and the job he's done is a credit to him. But there are still nuances of playing the position that he's not great at. So let's add a defensive tackle to the mix so we can muck it up some more. That's a muck with an M, by the way.
I heard you.
Ramona's shaking her head up and down. So we can muck it up some more? I just don't get it. I don't get it. I have a 235-pound back. I'm handing him the ball. I don't care whether they know what's coming. If you want to use Peter Woods as a lead blocker, fine. But I'm not handing him the football. I'm just not. I don't get it. Is that like a reward for something? What's the point of that? Why add a second guy who really doesn't know what he's doing to the offensive backfield? I just don't get it. And then your quarterback winds up being confused by the whole thing, I guess. Because he then hands it to the guy he's not supposed to hand it to. I mean, come on, man. We're at the end of the season. Tricks are for kids. Stop with the tricks. Just play football. You want to run the ball down near the goal line? Hand it to the running back. The hint's right in the title of the possession. The wide receiver, now running back. The former wide receiver, now running back, hand the ball to him. Not to the still present defensive tackle, now also apparently running back. Stop. Stop. You're just hurting yourselves. And it doesn't look good. And the reason it doesn't look good is because it's not good. So just scrap it. End it. Don't do it anymore. Lead blocker only. No more, you know, get him an extra steak, whatever. No more carrying the football. No more quarterback trying to hand the ball to defensive tackle. Just a bad deal. I don't know how many times you rep that, but it's not enough. And, oh, by the way, I know that the helmet hit the ball. So if anyone's going to send me that, you don't need to send me that. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not doing any of that. And I'm not blaming Peter Woods. I'm not blaming him. I'm just not doing it. I'm just not doing it. I don't know how Clemson won the game. I really don't. I don't know how. I of course, if Louisville had won, I wouldn't know how they won either.
It's all go round.
Yes, it was.
It was the same both sides.
It was. Like, I watched that fourth quarter. I was like, are you kidding me? And every time I thought it was over, Ramona, because one team's boneheaded play had ended it, the other team responded with an equally boneheaded play and an effort to give it back. Like, hold my beer, hold my beer. No, you hold my beer. No, you hold my beer. No, hold my beer again. Hold my beer. Hold my beer. I'm not done yet. Ramona, when Louisville took the penalty to take themselves out of field goal range, I was like, holy crap, dude, you're the dumbest individual I've ever seen on a football field. I mean, that's the most selfish, ridiculous thing.
Yeah, that's not a good time not to be paying attention.
Right. I mean, you're down 1 point. 3 points probably gives you the win, all right? You're in decent field goal range for your kicker, right? And you have a chance to advance it forward. No. Every time Louisville got it, courtesy of a Clemson mistake, they went backwards. They went backwards because they took penalties. So they take penalties, and I think, okay, it's over. And it's now third down, Ramona. It's third down. They have a mile to go. They have a terrible quarterback, as I've said all along, since Louisville brought him in. I said, Moss is awful. And the game's over. The game is over because it's third and long. The fourth down play, they're never going to pick up a first down. The fourth down play is just going to be used to kick, right? I'm thinking the game is over. And so Moss throws a little quick out or whatever it was. I can't even remember right now. And the Clemson defender, Ramona, is in perfect position to make the tackle and basically end the game. It will force Louisville to have to throw a Hail Mary now because they're way out of field goal range. Clemson just makes the tackle right there. Easy tackle. Clemson makes the tackle. Game ends, and because there's no way Moss is going to have to just heave it toward the end zone, whatever. No. Clemson misses the tackle. He gains like 12 or 13 yards, and that puts him back in long field goal range. Back in long field goal range. So now they have a 46-yard kick to probably win the game. And they shank that because Brohm uses the backup kicker instead of the regular kicker for some reason known only to Jeff Brohm. You know, dude.
Did the regular kicker get hurt?
No, he missed the kick earlier, too. He had missed an extra point and a kick.
So he thought he'd use the other one.
So Brohm said, yeah, this is a good time to use the backup kicker, when you know, which was wrong, which was really bad. It, again, was like each side trying to top the other in terms of, okay.
Bad decision.
Right. This is dumb, but I can do dumber. I can. Hey, that's dumber, but I have dumbass still. No. That's what it was. One after another was just like almost unbelievably bad. The fourth quarter was just a debacle. an absolute debacle. And somebody had to win, and that somebody was Clemson. Like I said, I'd rather be on the winning side of that than the losing side of it, but it was not a thing. Both teams tried to give the game away every way humanly possible, and it's just, it's hard to sort of look at that and think, well, that's a win, okay? Well, it is, but I don't know. I want to play South Carolina. Let's play that. Clemson Tom suggested, Ramona, that we skip that game and just have like a luncheon. Between Clemson and South Carolina.
A luncheon?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure, but I've seen a lot of things, but man, the fourth quarter of that was something else. It was something else. I mean, I just thought there must have been like eight times I thought it was over one way or another, but each side just kept trying to hand it to the other side. And eventually it all got settled when Brohm brings his backup kicker into the game and dude shanks it. I mean, like, the Clemson players started celebrating as soon as foot met ball, because the kick went directly left. Like, forget, you know, 46 yards. It went directly left. Like, he had no chance whatsoever. You would have had a better chance. You would have kicked it straighter anyway. Yeah, yes, you would. Ramona's actually shaking her head in agreement with that. She would have kicked it. And honestly, she would have. She would have at least kicked it straighter. I mean, there's no doubt about that. She would have kicked it straighter than the backup kicker for Louisville. So I don't know what anyone was doing in this game. Either side, I have no idea. I don't know what Brohm was doing at the end of the first half. La di da da da. Just letting the first half expire when they're in field goal range. There's nothing better than scoring at the end of the half and then getting the ball to start the second half. And Brohm could have done that, but Brohm was the only person in the whole stadium, including the announcers, who for some reason didn't think he should call timeout. Just let the half expire. It's just hard to understand. It's very hard to understand. And then all that stuff that happened at the end of the game. Who takes 70 yards worth of penalties in the fourth quarter? Who takes a 15-yard penalty when they're in field goal range at the end of the game? I mean, is there any shutoff switch at all to, like, your stupid selfishness? It's just, like, unbelievable. Again, I would have yanked dude off the field by his ear. He would have been done. I mean, it's just, you just cannot have that kind of stuff. So Clemson gets a win. 20-19 in a very, very strange game. All right, I'm coming to you, people on hold. Clark, you're up first. I'll get to you in 1 minute.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001 or go to andersoncountysc.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at newtonscottsignaturehomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15 and you could win up to $2,500 or play all 15 numbers and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
If insurance companies coach football, they'd run the clock, fake injuries, and bench you without warning. I'm Trey Mills, and at Trammell & Mills Law Firm, we don't play scared. You've been hurt in a wreck or on the job? We bring the pressure, every down, every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89, don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend. What?
Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TrammellandMills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
Guys, don't propose with a ring that she didn't pick out. Trust us, she already has a ring in mind. So engage with Gage Diamonds, in person or online, where Gage's skilled ring designers will work with her to create the perfect setting, matched with the perfect stone. Gage specializes in exquisite lab-grown diamonds. Financing available. GageDiamonds.com. We're engagement's middle name.
I'm Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. If you're a sports fan, man, Twin Peaks is where you need to be. There's no place like it. ADI definition monitors. It's absolutely unbelievable. Beautiful women, scenic views, 29-degree draft beer, giant man-sized mugs, incredible selection of rare bourbons and tequilas, including their own barrel selects. It just doesn't get better than Twin Peaks if you're a sports fan. And then tomorrow it does, because tomorrow is Customer Appreciation Day. That's right. November 18th is Customer Appreciation Day at Twin Peaks, and we're saying thanks the best way we know how with BOGO wings all day. That's right. You buy one order, you get one free. We couldn't do it without you. You show up, we'll bring the wings. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. It's incredible. November 18th. Again, get out there for it. Excludes smoked grilled, but it's just absolutely incredible. So BOGO wings all day long. And then the season giving starts with Getting. November 24th, Twin Peaks launches our holiday bonus card event. You buy a gift card for someone on your list, and we'll hook you up with a bonus card just for you. How about that? because giving feels great, but getting rewarded for it feels even better. Share the gift of crave-worthy food, ice-cold 29-degree beer, good times at Twin Peaks, and treat yourself while you're at it. Twin Peaks, eat, drink, scenic views. It's incredible. It's all at Twin Peaks. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Get out to Twin Peaks in Greenville. All right, I know there are a million texts. I'm coming to you. Let me get to Clark and Clemson Deb up first. Clark, how are you, Clark? Good to have you. Hey, Clark.
Evening, Walt.
Clark, how is your grandson doing?
I was talking to Ramona. He's going for his fifth chemo treatment. He's in good spirit.
Good.
He's getting a little tired. I think the nurses said he'll probably start losing his hair in the next week or so.
Yeah.
So we're all gonna get together and get our heads shaved for the.
Oh, look at that! How about that? That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And
we're
again,
gonna have a head shaving party. And,
yep.
But he loves coming over and riding the golf cart with me and my wife.
Yeah.
So Santa Claus has got him a golf cart early.
Wow.
He's got him a golf cart now. But.
Wow, that's
yeah,
that's
just
incredible.
Keep his, you know, anything to keep his spirits up, try to keep a smile on his face. And people don't know, man, these kids are tough.
Yeah, no question.
They're a lot tougher than grown-ups.
Yep, no question.
But anyway, thanks for all the prayers. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, Clark.
And our community. Communities really got together and helped out, and everything, you know, it's all systems go right now. We're scratching and fighting.
What's your grandson's name?
Name's Tucker.
Tucker.
And we have it it's on Facebook. If you look up Tuck Strong, he'll probably pop up on there.
All right, we'll do that.
Yeah, he's battling. So we're gonna get through it.
Good.
Good Lord's helping us out.
Absolutely. But, let's go, Tucker.
100%. You know, thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys. You know, every prayer we get from everybody, it's, you know, and like I said, the community has been big for us down here. Had a big hash sale this weekend and raised over $6,000. And,
you know,
everything helps for her with the, because she has two other kids and she has to homeschool,
especially
with him right now. And, you know, the trips to Greenville, it's back and forth here and there, grocery shop and stuff like that. It takes a toll on her because she's a stay-at-home mom.
Yep.
And but everybody's pitching in, helping out, and we really appreciate what everybody's done for us. And, you know, especially the hospital in Greenville, Children's Hospital, Hospital in Ramona.
Yeah, they do great
work. They're angels on our shoulders.
Yep,
I mean, they're class act. I mean, awesome people.
Yep.
So, now you get to now for some Clemson football.
Yeah.
Sitting there in front of the TV the other night, and I mean, just I didn't like it. I didn't even like it when Christian Wilkins done it.
Right. I'm not a fan of it. I mean, Clark, listen to this. I just criticized Lane Kiffin in a game for taking his starting quarterback out inside the 10-yard line to put in a guy he decided wasn't as good as the starting quarterback. I mean, it makes no sense to get to the most important area of the field and to give the ball to anybody but your best, right? I mean, that's what you want to do. More importantly than any other place, you want to make sure you give the ball to your best. I'm sorry, Peter Woods not your best. If he's your best running back, then give it to him 20 times and let him carry it all game long. Other than that, when you get down near the goal line, the most important area, you hand the ball to the running back.
Right. And I'm even thinking put Adam Randall as a fullback and maybe Gideon Davison as your tailback, but use Gideon Davison as a, you know.
Hey, look, I don't care if they use Peter Woods as a blocking back, as a lead blocker. I don't care about that, but I'm not giving him the ball, okay? Scrap the whole giving him the ball. Hand the ball to the running back running behind Peter Woods. Do that.
I'm sitting there watching the game, me and my son. And when all this is going on, they botched the punt. Louisville misses two field goals. I told my son, all I can see right now, I said, I'm waiting on Ringling Brothers to send that car out with the clowns. And
That's funny.
And I'm thinking, and this year it was ridiculous. And the money these guys are making.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't get it. I mean, you got hard working people out here knows football better than some of these clowns do. But anyway, love the show. Thanks again for everything. Thanks, you know, Clark. The prayers and all. We love you guys. And
hey, Clark, if people want to contribute to that cause, to your grandson's cause, to Tucker's cause, how do they do it?
Yep. It's under. We have a Facebook page. It's called Tuck Strong.
Okay.
And it's out of Greenwood.
Tuck Strong.
And his picture will pop up, little redheaded kid.
Tuck Strong out of Greenwood, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on Facebook, yep. And that's how you can contribute to the cause if you'd like to help.
And it'll have a whole page on what he's going through, and you know, it'll explain everything about the cancer and you know his battle and everything. But hey, we really appreciate that. Thanks.
100%, Clark. Thank you. There's nothing worse than childhood cancer. You know, we talk about football, and you know, we just came off the Tigers for Tatas campaign. You know, where I think, to a degree, everything gets put in its rightful place. There's nothing worse than childhood cancer. It's not the natural order of things. It's not the way it's supposed to be. So let's go Tuck Strong, and if you want to help, you can do so on Facebook. Let's see if we can do that. Clemson Deb, and then Dre. Clemson Deb. Deb, how are you? Good to have you.
How are you doing, Walt?
Good,
it's been
Clemson
a long
Deb.
Time.
Yeah, welcome back.
Well, thank you. My prayers go up for Tuck,
yep.
And I'll put him on our prayer list at church. And Walt, I want to thank you because it's not just every sports talk person that shows their empathy and gives a spot for people who need this kind of help. And so my hat's off to you. You shouldn't surprise me because I know you do that, but my heart just goes out, and I'm so grateful to you for doing that.
Well, that's very kind of you, Deb, but I can't take any credit for that. I think most people in my position would do the same thing, hopefully. And again, I consider all of you my friends and my extended family, so I care about what happens to all of you.
Well, thank you.
Yep, 100%. I mean, honestly, anytime there is somebody that I know of in among my listeners that anything like that happens, I always try and reach out to them. I just think it's the least I can do, and people don't forget those kind of things, you know. It's and I feel the same way, and people in turn have reached out to me, so it's just the way it should be. But thank you.
Well, thank you. And you sure do appreciate hearing how you felt about the game. We was watching it, and it of course got to the end. And I told my husband, I said, you know, if I'm a football coach, I don't care which football coach, I'm going to record this game because it's got everything that you need to train football players for in it, except for a safety. And we almost got a safety, so you could have explained that as well.
It's true.
But I think it'd be a great film for training. And I do appreciate watching some of the trick plays, and I'll say this. I told Jack, I said, you know, they put Woods in there. A, he's not a ball handler. I wonder how many times he even – if they're going to do that, give him a football and let him hold that 24/7.
Yeah.
And he didn't have Dexter Lawrence. You know, Chris Wilkins, he had Dexter beside him.
Yep.
And Woods don't have that. And then really the last thing I'm going to do is what I've said all year, Walt. In fact, you've said it a couple times, but not quite the same way. I'm going to say it because you said we've dumbed players down. We have totally dumbed players down. I watch those plays, and I can tell sitting there watching the play that the offense is totally confused. They don't know where the ball's going. And then on our defense, when the defense is out there, they don't know where the ball's going either. The coaches, I think, are telling them what to look for and what to do, and they're not having to use their brains. And then also I don't really think that the coaches are sending plays out to match the skill set that those players have. And I'm sure probably 10 other people have said that, but yeah. I've been away from you for a while. I've been out of state, and so I haven't gotten to call, but that's how I feel about it.
Thank you, Deb. Good to have you back. Thank you. Call more often. Well done. Let me tell you about Bennett Equipment and Supply. First of all, check out the website, BennettEquipment.com, BennettEquipment.com. Everything you could need or ever want is right there, BennettEquipment.com. Bennett Equipment and Supply has been in business a quarter century. That's amazing. Bennett Equipment and Supply has four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, 1897 U.S. 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location. Providing you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done, built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. And of course, it's the marriage of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. What a great marriage. You can't go by a construction site in the upsite without seeing that marriage of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. I have personal experience with renting a Takeuchi excavator from the Westminster location. Just basically saved my property. And they'll save you. Takeuchi's the innovator in the industry, came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. Your source for all your rental needs. This has been equipment now. Your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate. Listen, sales, rentals, service, parts, they do it all. They have it all. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. And quite frankly, if Bennett doesn't have it, you don't need it. That's the reality of it. Again, hit the website, BennettEquipment.com. You'll thank me later. Lines are busy. I'm coming to you.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Get ready to rock! The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
This holiday season, give big and get rewarded. Bring three or more cans of food to your local Upcountry Fiber office in November, and we'll upgrade you to the next internet speed free for 12 months. You'll help families in need while enjoying faster fiber.